KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's 53 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain later this afternoon, a high around 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Well, the active weather is on the way. The National Weather Service in Des Moines says scattered thunderstorms will return this afternoon and become more numerous later tonight over the southern counties of the state. A few storms may produce large hail tonight over the southern half of the area, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Madison, Adair, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Isolated severe storms are possible later this afternoon and tonight for the far west and southwest counties. Saturday looks to be wet most of the day with a period of stronger thunderstorms in the late afternoon and evening hours. A slight risk of severe thunderstorms is now forecast for the far south on Saturday, with a marginal risk to near Interstate 80. Expect a wide range of temperatures from northwest to southeast both today and tomorrow. Strong northwesterly winds Saturday night will usher in much colder air by Sunday into Monday morning, with highs Sunday only reaching the mid-50s in most areas. Lows Monday morning will fall to the 30s to lower 40s. Police in Creston say 35-year-old Mark Thomas Gladson of Maxburg was arrested at around 3:25 a.m. today for possession of marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. Gladson was being held in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. And at around 12:50 this morning, Creston police arrested 32-year-old Jesse Edward Ramey of Orient for OWI first offense. Ramey was later released on a $1,000 bond. And at around 3:30 p.m. Thursday, 19-year-old boy Kong Chul of Creston was arrested at around on a Polk County warrant for a burglary in the third degree. Chul was transported to the Union County Jail and held pending transport back to Polk County by Polk County authorities. Red Oak police report a Red Oak man was arrested for an incident that took place on September 11th. At around 1:30 p.m. Thursday, officers arrested 30-year-old Daniel Travis Gresham of Red Oak in the 100 block of First Avenue in Red Oak. During the incident, Gresham was allegedly threatened another man with a knife. He was being charged in aggravated assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Gresham was being held on a $2,000 cash bond at the Montgomery County Jail. Again, that was with an association for an incident that took place on September 11th. LePage County Sheriff's Office's man from Hepburn was arrested Wednesday night on two Page County warrants. 26-year-old Keaton Ray Osthoff was taken into custody at 3rd and Main Streets in Coyne at around 9:42 p.m. He was wanted on warrants for failure to appear on original charges of theft in the third degree, theft in the fourth degree, burglary in the third degree, and for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Osthoff was unable to post bonds that amounted to $7,000. He was transported to the Page County Jail and remains held pending future court appearances. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday the pursuit of a stolen vehicle early that morning concluded with a crash, but not before shots were fired at deputies. The chase began at around 3:45 a.m. Thursday after Pott County deputies were advised of a stolen vehicle at 10 East Street in Shelby, or the Love's Travel Stop. The vehicle stolen was a white 2008 Chevy Cobalt. At around 3:55 a.m., a Pottawatomie County deputy observed the vehicle heading westbound on Interstate 80. The deputy attempted to stop the vehicle, but the Chevy accelerated to nearly 120 miles per hour. The car then left the interstate at the Underwood exit and continued westbound on Magnolia Road to County Road L-34. From there, the vehicle went northbound on L-34 at high rates of speed to Whippoorwill Road. And at County L-34 and Whippoorwill Road, a pit maneuver was used to stop the vehicle. The car then entered the south ditch and two occupants exited the vehicle and fled on foot. The driver, identified as 25-year-old Brandon J. King of Scranton, Kansas, was detained by law enforcement. His passenger, who was later identified as 30-year-old John P. Dedamore of Burlingame, Kansas, entered a pickup in the area, stole that, and fled the scene. When he drove into a nearby cornfield, the pickup became stuck and Dedamore fled on foot. Law enforcement personnel from Harrison, Shelby, and Cass County assisted Pottawatomie County deputies in setting up a perimeter. And with the assistance of Cass County Sheriff's Office canine, Dedamore was located and detained. Located also at the scene was a stolen Ruger handgun. The weapon was in the pickup that was stolen on October 4th in Centralia, Kansas. Both Brandon King and John Dedamore were transported to a Council Bluffs hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Both men were released to law enforcement and transported to the Pott County Corrections. The investigation is ongoing, with shots being fired at a pursuing deputy and the theft of the vehicle from the state of Kansas. Brandon King was being charged with multiple traffic offenses, theft of a motor vehicle, interference with official acts, possession of a stolen gun, and possession of a dangerous weapon. Dettamore was being charged with theft of a motor vehicle, two counts, felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a dangerous weapon, interference with official acts, and attempted murder. Authorities say a woman has died after her vehicle was rear-ended on a northwest Iowa County road and pushed into the path of a school bus. The Sioux City Journal reports 68-year-old Linda Zonley of Correctionville died in the Tuesday afternoon crash on State Highway 31. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office said Zonley was stopped waiting to turn east when her SUV was rear-ended by a pickup truck that was driven by 54-year-old Clifton Cockburn of Correctionville. The crash pushed the SUV into the path of an oncoming River Valley school bus. The driver of the bus, which did not contain any students, was treated at the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The Iowa State Patrol was conducting an investigation into that crash. Federal safety regulators have shut down the troubled Iowa trucking company that owned the semi-trailer that was involved in human trafficking case in which 10 immigrants died in Texas. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration placed Pile Transportation under out-of-service order on Monday after a review found the company's safety rating was unsatisfactory. Dozens of immigrants were found packed inside a Pile-branded semi-trailer in the parking lot of a San Antonio Walmart in July. 8 people were found dead inside, and 2 more died after being hospitalized. Pile Transportation owner Brian Pile has denied knowledge of the alleged human smuggling conspiracy. He said that he sold the trailer and hired a contractor to drive it to Brownsville, Texas, to deliver it to the buyer. The Iowa Environmental Council, the Des Moines Water Works, and 18 Central Iowa businesses have joined a coalition urging Tyson Foods to adopt new land use rules for producers who supply livestock to Tyson slaughtering plants. Elise Peterson Trujillo is a Des Moines-based organizer for Mighty Earth, a Washington, D.C.-based environmental group.
Unfortunately, the meat industry is currently driving production practices of feed grains that pollute our waterways with excess fertilizer pollutants. Tyson Foods is the company most responsible for driving these polluting practices.
Tyson is the country's largest meat company, producing about 1 out of every 5 pounds of meat purchased by American consumers. Susan Heathcote is the water program director for the Iowa Environmental Council. She says if Tyson required producers to plant oats or other cover crops on harvested corn and soybean fields, nitrate runoff could be reduced by as much as 40%.
We really want to continue to make sure that we have a productive agricultural landscape. It's a big part of our economy, but we need to do that in a way that doesn't add to the water quality problems, especially nitrate. And our drinking water is a big issue in Iowa.
Heathcote spoke Wednesday morning during a news conference in Des Moines that was organized by the Mighty Earth Group. Des Moines Waterworks CEO Bill Stowe also spoke at the event, which was held on a Des Moines riverbank.
Look out at that water. It looks more like cappuccino than it is drinking water. That's because it has suspended solids. A lot of soils and a lot of nutrients associated with the soils are coming into our water because of land practices. But it's also full of bacteria. And the bacteria, to a large extent, is coming from livestock rearing.
A spokesman for Tyson says Mighty Earth is making misleading claims about Tyson and overlooking the many ways crops are used, including human consumption and biofuel. Tyson's spokeswoman says real change requires a broad coalition, not just the actions of a single company, and Tyson is collaborating with a wide variety of stakeholders and groups to, quote, promote continuous improvement by improving Tyson's environmental footprint. Tyson has meat processing facilities located in Council Bluffs, Waterloo, Storm Lake, Perry, and Columbus Junction. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.